Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. I hope you're having a beautiful day. So we often expect others to treat us well, even when we haven't treated them well. We want forgiveness without asking for it. We want loyalty after we've broken trust. But Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, gives us a clear principle. You cannot expect what you have not given. So let me read his words. Do not seek purity from one whom you have offended, and nor loyalty from one whom you have betrayed. Simple, direct, if you have wronged someone, don't expect them to be pure and clear with you. If you have betrayed someone, don't expect their loyalty. This is about cause and effect. When you offend someone, when you hurt them, disrespect them, or cross their boundaries, you create distance. You plant seeds of distrust and resentment. And then you wonder why they don't treat you with openness and sincerity. Imam Hadi is telling you, you don't get to break something that and then expect it to be the whole, like the whole of it. You don't get to hurt someone and then expect them to be warm with you. That's not how relationships work. The same applies to loyalty. If you have betrayed someone, broken a promise, shared a secret, been disloyal, you cannot expect them to remain faithful to you. Loyalty is built on trust. When trust is broken, loyalty is not owed. It has to be rebuilt, but it can't be demanded. Psychologists call this like relationship reciprocity. Trust, respect, loyalty are mutual. When one person violates them, the other naturally withdraws. It's not punishment, it's self-protection. Expecting otherwise is unrealistic and, frankly, unfair. So this hadith is not just about others, it's also about self-reflection. Before you complain about how someone treats you, ask yourself, have I offended them? Have I betrayed them? If the answer is yes, then your complaint is misplaced. For example, you're upset about that a friend isn't open with you, but you've gossiped about them in the past. You've hurt them. Imam Hadi alayhi salam says, don't expect purity from someone you've offended. It's not their fault. It's the result of your action. Or you're frustrated that a colleague isn't loyal to you, but you've taken credit for their work. You've undermined them. Don't expect loyalty from someone you've betrayed. So Imam Hadi alayhi salam gives us this wisdom to help us take responsibility for our own actions. You can't control how others treat you, but you can control how you treat them. And that determines what you can expect in return. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد